97.7. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Now, Reverend Shona joins us for our usual Thursday get together. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, we're all right.
That's good.
So what's going down today? What are we talking about?
I'm looking at boundaries today. So I used to teach grade 11, 12 and 12 science, and one term I was particularly asked to take a grade 9 class.
I didn't know you were a teacher. I didn't know.
I used to teach science and maths.
Okay.
And I was completely unprepared for the grade 9s. They're quite different from grade 11s and 12s. So I was innocently greeting them at the door as they shuffled into the science lab, when one learner leapt across all the desks, tackled a learner at the back and stole his sweets. Later in the class, when her experiment didn't work, she broke beakers and caused mayhem. So off to the head we went. And in agreement with both of us, we put some boundaries in place and everyone was protected. Now, when I think of that experience, which was quite a shock to my system, it reminds me of the importance of boundaries, not just physically, but in our minds as well. Docent Tanner puts it like this. If you invite someone into your home and they start breaking things and insulting your decor, you don't have to hate them. I would say you don't have to have negative feelings towards them at all. You just don't invite them into your home again. Putting in boundaries is doing the same thing, except your home is your mind, your home is your heart, your home is your time and your life. So, Zantama says, uninvite guests that don't know how to treat your home with respect. In other words, to treat you with respect. Now, he has confession time for the priest. I participated in a boundary course, and then I ran a few. But after participating in that course, I think I did a few things wrong. I was so zealous that I went home and slapped some boundaries in place without really thinking about the chaos it would when people suddenly saw me change. I went from saying yes to everything to suddenly saying no on occasion. So I recommend that if you're going to put boundaries in, we need to do it gently. And there are two techniques that I find work that won't hurt anyone, but it will change your experience of the situation. And now, obviously, we're not all, I hope, in situations where we're abused all the time, but people do sometimes vent at us. So the one thing I do is I put on my armor, reminding myself who I am, and that how the person is behaving might say more about them than it does about me. I will check if there's some truth in it and change if I need to. But the other expression I absolutely love, and I keep it in my mind, is water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
Having seen ducks swimming, you see how the water just flows off. And it's something that you can do when the person is venting, is just in your mind, without changing your expression, without being rude, to say water off a duck's back. And just imagine those words flowing off you and don't let them penetrate you. Now, I do hope that most of us aren't in situations where things are being hurled at us all the time. But when we are, I honestly believe that one of the reasons we get tired and burnt out is that we absorb everything without asking, is it true? Is it my stuff or theirs? And how can I put a boundary in so I don't get knocked off balance again? So today I would ask you to check your life and see where you need boundaries. And remember, our response is in our control.
Yeah, it's very easy to absorb somebody else's negativity. That's one of the things. Yeah.
So there's nothing as contagious as negativity.
Right, Shona, you're on Sunday, Sunrise with Shona.
And I'm looking at how nothing makes sense except God.
And if somebody wants to get hold of you, how do they do that?
It's Shona at hot1027.co.za.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 1027.